Good morning. It's 8:06 on the 24th of May, and we're out here testing a new piece of technology. We'll call it the mic stand, yes. The Shamanic mic stand. Screwing it on now. There we go. Very quiet morning. Heard one gobbler out in the boondocks. We're at Honey Hole. Speak up. What's up, son?
I said, I'm here, too.
Oh. Yes. Angus would like you to know he's here. And we're all the richer for it. We had bad storms yesterday evening, and then again overnight. Action this morning is completely dead. Now there's a discussion going on turkey and turkey hunting about whether or not bad storms affect turkey hunting. Is it better to hunt before or after? Well, now if I was just sitting here for the first time and I heard all the hot action, earlier in the year, and I come out, I would conclude that hunting after a thunderstorm's useless. Stay inside. But really, to determine that, for certain, you... Well, let's set up this as an experiment. Number one, you would have to keep observational notes. You'd have to know the date. You would have to know time of rainfall. You would have to come up with a reasonable measure, maybe 1 to 5, for how the turkeys were responding. You know, 1 cold, 5 hot. And then you'd have to spend... Oh, I don't know what would be a good statistically significant sample. 500 samples? 1,000 samples? I have a Stats friend, huh? Well, shoot. I'll ask Scooter when I see him. Scooter ain't around. He's off having physical therapy. Nasty run-in with a buck last fall. But think of what it would take to come up with a conclusive study on whether or not rainfall affects turkey behavior. And yet we sit and argue about it incessantly on online forums. That's not a criticism. I think that's about all we can do. That and spill coffee on ourselves. It's okay. It's my old jeans. Yeah, if I was hunting this spot for the first time, I'd be left to conclude that there wasn't a turkey in the county. Shaman, what'd you get me into? But we know better, don't we, Angus?
Oh yeah. I had one come within 10 feet of me one time.
Crow out there. Even the crows are being lackadaisical this morning. I was amazed a few years ago when I read people talking about the link between crows and turkeys, because I thought that was just me. I mean, no. Crows don't pester turkeys, do they? It seems they do. And what I had always noticed is that before the appearance of a flock of turkeys, hens, gobblers, single gobbler, you'd oftentimes hear crows going off. It was like they were warning me. Well, since I've had my suspicions confirmed, I've been noticing a lot more. For instance, this morning, no turkeys, no crows. Now, my question is, where do they go? I mean, are they all at Waffle House? Do the crows go to McDonald's? Makes you think, don't it? That's it. We haven't tried Dunkin' Donuts. Angus, next time we're out. I bet you the crows are at one end and the turkeys are at the other.
Certainly. We can just spill coffee on ourselves again.
Well, the thermos was cheap.
It had Asian markings on it, as I remember.
Now that one was yours.
Mm.
Angus says there was a gobble. 12 o'clock. He's starting to hear things that I don't. I think this is a natural part of the aging process. You heard the gobble. Raise your hand now. All right. They say there was no gobble. Now that was a gobble. Sorry, that was... behind the umbrella. 5 o'clock. Now, did you all hear that gobble? Raise your hands now. Just think. Think of how many turkey hunters are sitting next to their computers right now with their hands up. Work. The number that gets to me is one digit off from bulk trash removal. So I get calls all day from people wanting me to come pick up their trash, right? I've got a big pile of brush out at the road and I want to know when you can come pick it up. Well, sir, you've reached the help desk at the power company. You've obviously dialed a wrong number. What you want is bulk trash removal. And then I give them the number. Finally learned the number. Now, I also get a large number of people asking about their bill. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I understand. Ma'am, you've reached the computer help desk. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's okay. I know the number. I'll connect you with customer service. I'll transfer you now, ma'am. Take a deep breath. And I don't care how mad they are. Just before I hit the button, you hear. And I don't, it's like shock gobbling with turkeys, okay? I'll transfer you now. Take a deep breath.
Sun's out.
Sun's out. Now, for those of you keeping score on the locator call thread, that was a rooster and a dog barking. Neither of which set off the gobbler. However, both the rooster and the dog were in the same general direction as the gobble. That is, they were probably well past where the gobbler is in relationship to me. But the gobbler didn't sound off. That gobbler is not hot at all. He might be able to be worked. He might get hot later in the day, but right now, he's not in the mood for much of anything. And a little earlier, we had the crow come through. Now, the crow came through at about, 150 yards out. He flew from my left to my right across the face of the ridge to the east. We're at the top of the ridge. That gobbler that you heard is to the west of us on the other side of this finger ridge. Now that the owl flew, well, we heard him for half a mile, you know, flying along this ridge line, and he's calling his head off, and he was doing all my locating for me. I now know that there really isn't a viable gobbler anywhere along this ridge right now. My blowing a locator call is really kind of superfluous to the situation. There was a gobble. Did you hear that one, Angus? 10 o'clock. Did you hear the gobble? All of you that heard the gobble, raise your hands now. Take a deep breath. Gets them every time. On a good day with lots of happy, healthy, sexually active gobblers about, number one, you'll hear more crows. Number two, those crows will be setting off those gobblers. Right now there's one crow. I don't know if you can hear him. He's out about half a mile. And on a good day, he would be setting off every gobbler in front of me right now. Yeah. Now, we're this season. I wouldn't be going in and sitting around the kitchen table. No, I'd hunker down with a book. And eventually, things are going to pop this morning. Okay, if we were to stay long enough, 10, 11 o'clock, I'm sure there'd be hens out in the field. for this season, and I was faced with this situation. I am faced with it frequently here in Kentucky. What do I do? What I do mostly is wherever I'm hunting, when I realize things are as dead as they are right now, I ask myself, what's the most likely spot where these turkeys are going to end up? And I go there and I wait. Now, you have to have scouted the place well enough to know where the turkeys go. By the way, we are where the turkeys go right now. 9, 10 o'clock, I suspect we would see turkey. It would be even more likely if it was, let's see, mid-50s now, say 20 degrees colder, because right out in front of us is a pasture that they frequently use when it's cold. They get out into this east-facing pasture along the side of this finger ridge, and they'll warm themselves up in the sunshine. Oh, we have another locator call. On four legs. That's Jack the Beagle. Neighbor acquired him over the winter. He loves to run free and bounce rabbits. I'm sure he'd never bounce his turkeys. Ooh. So along with Jack the Beagle, we also have a murder of crows out to the southwest. They're kicking up a fuss. And this goes along with, you know, my proposition that generally in an area like this, you don't need locator calls. Will admit that as we were leaving this morning, I owled. I didn't say that locator calls were useless, but I owled. Why? Well, I got, you know, 300 yards of pasture going in this direction, and I've got all of Hoot and Holler out in front of me in another direction. Got 200 acres. I was trying to figure out which way to go. Well, the one gobbler that was answering was off my property. He was to my north. And you know, it's one of those things. It's like I said, when in doubt, go to the spot where you know where all the turkeys are going to be. That's why we came out here.
Don't forget to mention that this is an acoustic center. This is somewhat of an acoustic center for, you can hear everything.
Oh, yeah. This is one of the listening posts on the property where you can come here and hear all the action taking place over a pretty large territory. And it has to do with the way the pastures stretch out and also the way the bottom land kind of focuses things. For instance, if a gobbler gobbles directly out in front of us, it bounces off the opposing hillside. So if a gobbler anywhere along the east face of this ridge goes off, it bounces off the opposing ridge and comes back to us. I'm not going to say you're going to find those kinds of spots every day, and I'm not saying that we were experts in locating it. We just happen to fall into that. But that's what you get if you do a lot of scouting. I mean, we've been on here now 11 years. Well, y'all been patient, and I appreciate your attention. It's getting on towards 9:15, and I suspect we're not going to see anything for another hour, or maybe 2 hours. So we're going to go back and do chores, and I'll catch you later. Well, we packed up, and we pulled out, and we got out into the pasture in front of Midway, and sure enough, there's a flock of hens out. Just watching them now. We're about, 200 yards away from them. Pretty well concealed. But that shows you, you know, here is a dead morning. It is just now starting to warm up. Also, since we left the honey hole, another gobbler's started to kick in. He's actually sounding like he might be huntable. Yeah, if we'd been hunting, it would have been a good idea to stick around. But it goes back to what I was saying. It's important to scout. And one of the reasons is you want to go find that spot where you know the turkeys are going to be probably no matter what. They were here. Hey, by the way, do me a favor. I'm just starting to do this podcast thing. And I really appreciate your comments. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't like. Leave some comments. You can do it anonymously. But there are Genesis 9, 2 through 4 ministries. Any entry I make is open to comment.